This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United Nations Security Council unanimously has passed a resolution that gives Iraq one last chance to eliminate weapons of mass destruction or face what are called serious consequences. This morning, President Bush had this to say about the resolution.
If Iraq fails to fully comply, the United States and other nations will disarm Saddam Hussein.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and co-sponsored by Britain. It addressed the concerns that France and Russia had expressed. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's in this resolution?
The resolution is very much what President Bush asked for when he addressed the UN General Assembly on September 12th. Basically, it enumerates all of the ways in which Iraq has violated previous UN resolutions over the past 11 years, which is quite a list, and it tells Iraq what it has to do to come into compliance with UN demands on disarmament. It also warns of serious consequences if Iraq fails to cooperate. The resolution also gives UN weapons inspectors more power to carry out their work in Iraq. They haven't been in Iraq for the past 4 years, and Iraq basically would have to allow inspectors to have immediate access to any sites inside of Iraq, including presidential compounds.
And what would be those serious consequences if Iraq doesn't comply?
The resolution says that if the inspectors find any evidence of Iraqi failure to cooperate in any way, they have to report back to the Security Council immediately for action. That basically creates a two-step process, you know, rather than having some automatic use of force, which is what some member states feared under the original wording of the resolution. But the United States, at the same time, has warned that if the Security Council failed to respond to some lack of compliance by Iraq, that the United States still would be free to operate.
President Bush warned the Security Council not to get mired in debate about whether Iraq is complying. What would define whether Iraq is complying or not?
You know, diplomats here at the UN have been arguing about that for the past 2 months. But what it basically comes down to is this. You know, the UN weapons inspectors go back into Iraq. They assess the level of activity, chemical, biological, and nuclear. And if there's any noncompliance, then the issue gets reported back to the United Nations. But at the State Department this week, spokesman Richard Boucher made it clear that all member states have the right to go to the Security Council at any time with evidence of violations of UN resolutions in any area. That doesn't just apply to Iraq. So this could be a very contentious issue as the process goes forward.
France and Russia had problems with this, and that's why there was 8 weeks of diplomatic wrangling. How were France and Russia made happy?
The big issue for France and Russia was that they wanted to get rid of what they feared was an automatic trigger for military action in the language of the resolution. So the U.S. and Britain agreed to a two-step process so that there would be no military action taken without going back to the Security Council and giving the Council a chance to do something.
Was there a deadline now that Iraq has to meet?
Yes, Iraq now has 7 days to say whether it will cooperate fully with the resolution. It has 30 days to give a full and accurate accounting of all of its weapons of mass destruction type programs. And then the UN inspectors are supposed to go back into Iraq within 45 days and start working.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara in New York.